asking to ask, would that be like a, you said a duplex, but instead of it being side by side, it's up on top? That'd be
yeah. Like a, one top and one on the bottom.
Yeah, one on top. Is that like a town? What would that, where'd you say those, some of those were?
You ever seen the ones at Valley Ridge or Country Ridge on 248 or Burr Road?
Yeah. Okay, so it's, those are, because I know they're upstairs.
They're upstairs and downstairs.
So essentially, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I understand several spoke in favor of, because it would be cleaning up the area and be an improvement to it.
Correct.
Yeah, I think that in our packet there, and that's what Scott was showing us, was quite a few signatures there on Fremont, Maple, mm-hmm. Quebec.
Like I said, I own a couple more, like on Redbud on the street before that, and I didn't know if I could do it all at the same time or if I would have to do individual ones as I go.
You'd have to do individual ones as
I go. Okay.
Yeah, we'd have to read.
I say, yeah, there's some that we could
do. Public hearing.
That's what I mean. There's some we could. There's some we could do without doing that, but not
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any other questions. Do you guys?
I don't.
I think it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. I don't have any other questions.
Thank you.
Do you have a question?
No, I'm starting to make a motion. I realize he needs to see if there's anybody
yeah. Yeah, against it. Okay. Yeah. Is there anyone here in opposition of the petition? I don't see anybody.
I move to approve order number 06-20-2022-02 to approve the rezoning from R1 single family to R2 one and two family residential district.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for what you're going to do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Taney County Health Department update.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm just here to give my quarterly update. We don't have anything terribly significant at the moment that's new. So I thought I would start with some of our operational items. Just to let the public know and let you all know, our Forsyth office is open and seeing clients. We've kind of heard through the grapevine in the community that folks didn't know that it was open again, but it is open, normal operations, seeing clients inside the building, and so that's definitely available to the staff of the county. We are also now offering our lab services again. That was something that we had to hold. Due to our staffing, we had shifted most of our nursing staffing towards our COVID efforts, and now they're back towards some more normal operations and able to provide those labs to the community at large. And of course, with that, they just need to call ahead and let us know what they're looking for, and we can do those results done pretty quickly. And that kind of runs the gamut too of lab services. That was a really popular service that we offered previously, so we're really happy to have that available again. We've also recently, last week, submitted our documentation for our reaccreditation. We hold the national accreditation as voluntary. We are the only rural health department in Missouri that holds that accreditation status. And so it's called FAB. It's a Public Health Accreditation Board. It just ensures that we continue to hold to high standards and that we're meeting public health needs throughout the community in a proactive sort of way. And so we are seeking reaccreditation. We've submitted all of our documentation, and so we'll wait for a site visit, see if there's anything we need to work on, and then go from there. But it is a voluntary accreditation that we choose to hold because it does hold a very high value for our staff and our operations. We also have a number of positions that are open. So we are hiring for a public health nurse manager, also a public health nurse and environmental health specialist. So we've got a number of those positions open, and we're looking to fill those pretty quickly. Like everybody else in the community, we are struggling a little bit to get applicants for those positions. So we're just a little while. They are available. We are interviewing as we get those. And then a few program updates. We haven't been able to get Narcan through some state programs. We have recently given out the last of the Narcan that we did have. We were able to provide about 2 per firefighter for Western Cayman County Fire Department. So we've been offering that out to the community for those that needed it. A lot of our first responders, that's something that they carry with them routinely and use pretty frequently. So we were glad to be able to provide them some extra Narcan. New this year, our Women, Infant, and Children program, which is our nutritional education and food package program. They started at the state level, the farmers market coupon booklets. And so we've actually been able to give out 220 booklets for families to use at our local farmers markets that are participating. So they can select those fruit and vegetables from local farmer markets, which is definitely a benefit to our farmers markets, but also to our families. That's been a big hit. We pretty much gave out all that we had very quickly. So the families were very appreciative of that and indicated that they intended to use those. So that's been a good success there. We also have our pool inspections are underway. We have about 45 pools throughout the county that our inspectors inspect. And so you'll see and hear of our pool inspectors out there making sure that our water, our pools are safe and meeting the codes for our visitors and our residents. We also are in the midst of our community health assessment, and that's something that we do every 3 to 5 years. It's kind of a multi-assessment sort of approach. We work with a lot of our community partners to get input and feedback on what are the health priorities for our community. And so we use that to guide a lot of our programming moving forward. So typically what happens is we send out a survey to as many folks as we can get out there, and it just asks a lot of questions about the health of our community, what people are seeing, what they think are the problem health areas, things we need to focus on, and just a lot of information around health in general and how it's impacting our community. So we take that, we combine it with some key informant interviews. We also include our community partners, and we have a couple of meetings and talk through just the stats that we were able to pull through the state health department. And through that, we identify health priorities. So as of right now, the priorities that have been selected are housing, substance abuse and misuse, and mental health. So those are the 3 areas that we will be focusing on our efforts as far as programs go over the next 3 to 5 years, because that's what our community has identified as health concerns or health issues of concern. So that is a pretty big effort for us, and it definitely informs a lot of our work moving forward. And then lastly, we did receive a health disparity grant from the state health department. It was about $225,000, and that's largely going towards the purchase of a van. So we'll be able to take services mobile. Right now, we're trying to figure out how we can take some of our WIC services mobile, and also some of our vaccination services. Our intent is to put a COVID testing machine on that vehicle as well, so that we can be throughout the community. We're hopeful that we can figure out some way to even bring birth certificates. Death certificates, our vital records program, we're working with the state on that right now. So that's yet to be determined, but ultimately we would like to be able to take this throughout the community and bring services maybe to our more remote parts of the community, and then also areas that maybe don't have transportation. communication barriers or that are not aware of all the services that we provide. So we have placed the vehicle, it's on order, so hopefully we'll receive that here in the near future. We're kind of on standby. When we purchased it, we basically purchased the last one that they had, so it should be here in the near future, we've been told. So we're holding tight on that, but we're really excited to be able to bring that out to the community. Any questions?
Doing that, going out in the community with that, is something many years ago that the health department used to do, and giving the vaccines. Now, if you mentioned, I'm assuming the COVID vaccine, if you go out to that and say it's a school, mm-hmm. would they need to have anything signed from the parent allowing that to?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so with this vehicle, basically the back of it is designed to be a mobile unit, and so we can see clients inside the vehicle. It does not have like seating. It has a desk area, some places for printers, computers, so we can have our normal operations in there. It also will have a medical grade cooler, so we can carry all of our vaccines. Though these dollars come through COVID funds, through the state health department, our intent is to use this long term so that we can bring all of our services remotely so that we can reach our community better. But we certainly will likely have the COVID vaccine on the vehicle, but we'll also have our other vaccines as they're needed. Any questions?
No, I think that's great. I can't definitely get out to the rural areas.
And our team is really excited to be back to normal operations. So we get a lot of questions of, are you back doing the normal things that you did pre-COVID? And we certainly are. So inspectors are back out in the field. They haven't for quite some time. People are coming into our building. We still offer things like water samples. We're doing normal vaccinations. The labs is a big deal. The community really benefited from that. And that was probably one of our highest demand as far as clinical services go. And so it's a good thing that that is back running, functional, and serving the community. So definitely back to normal operations.
Good.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Approval of previous meeting minutes for June 13th, 2022.
Move to approve regular session minutes for June 13th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Local Records Preservation Grant Agreement, number 22-065, Sheriff. I've received a letter dated June 16, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This agreement is buy-in between Missouri Office of the State Secretary of State and Taney County Commission.
I think when we discussed this before, you stated you know the requirements of it, and there's someone in your office that will meet those requirements doing the reports and everything.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a knowledge to take care of all of that?
Move to approve the Local Records Preservation Grant Agreement by and between Taney County and the Missouri Office of the Secretary of State.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Agreement for poll pad cases 54, number 22-063.
That's for 54 poll pads at $100.
Yes, that is correct.
The total price will be...